hard austerities they have done, and then they become gopis. Some gopis are Nitya Siddha and they are Kaya of Srimati Radhika. But those who are originally Jeev and by sadhan they have become Siddha, they have to do so much austerity. We are in beginning of that thing. We should understand. We are beginning in these things. And if our Swarup is like that, and we will have taste and do like Rupa Raghunath and like gopis, have some taste, greed, then we can also go there like Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami, like following the path of Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar has not directly gone to Braja. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs, but he took. But Sanatana Goswami has explained in a so manner that as if he has gone very easily.
One lifetime,
but not in lifetime. When he returns from Vaikuntha, when he returns from Brahmalok, and again goes, so many births can go.
So you're saying that we have to go in the path of Gop Kumar. It is a very gradual path.
No, we are not to go, but we should go like him as he went direct from here to that. Living, he has also gone.
Second time he was like.
Second and third, fourth time.
Last time
he went from Braja to that Braja. So from here we'll have to determine our object by reading all these things. If in reading and remembering that thing will be there, then we will be successful. We should read, we should hear only in that mood, that one day I will have to have that mood. Without that, I will not take anything rather than this.
Uncompromised.
If Krishna comes, anyone comes, and he gets anything rather than this, we will not take. But who will do like so? If their swarup is like that, they can be determined like so. And I guess that those who have come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this, prior means?
Almost prior,
in their swarup, they should be like that. Only there are some exceptions. Like Murari Gupta and
Anupam
Nair. But I think that if Hanuman or any others will hear this, they have no taste. Murari Gupta has no taste. Srivas Pandit has no taste. Haridas Thakur has no taste in this. Because he was Brahma, and Brahma, what type of his swarup was, I cannot say. But from his charitra in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that we don't see like this thing.
In Padyavali, though, there are some. In Padyavali, there are some verses with Haridas Thakur's name that are more like this.
It may be to show the Mahatma of name. In that connection, his name can be used. Perhaps.
But in Brahma Samhita, there it mentions that he is the maid servant of Krishna.
It may be, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think.
We don't see that.
it may be. Our Gurudev in our Sampradaya, and he has prayed in 14th chapter like this, to have the dust of any of Brajavasi feet. He has not cleared there that Gopi's feet, but Uddhava has cleared it.
But there are different Brahmas.
There are different so many Brahmas. Who Brahma was he? In Brahma Sangeeta we also see that he did Aradhana by Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri both. But only to have some Sakti power. Not for the praise. Then Krishna played on the floor, all gopis came, and Krishna told them to return to Braja. You know this fact. Only I am remembering something touching.
Summary.
Then he told that any lady should search their husband, whether he is black, whether he is what?
Good,
bad, anything.
Handsome,
anything, and poor or anything. Or even so many rogues are there, they should search. They are not speaking anything. They were judging in their mind, heart, that whether he is telling truth or he is cutting joke with her. They were only watching. But Krishna hide his avahitta.
Real purpose.
As he is telling true, but we see that he was not telling true. He was also hiding. At last the gopis told that you are my guru and giving us so many instructions as Guru gives. So let us first serve our Gurudev, because anyone can serve his Gurudev even if Krishna is there, God is there. So we should serve our Guru because you are Guru. And secondly, yajathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam. You know this slok? Remember what?
Krishna says, as they approach me.
What is this slok?
What does it mean?
No. What is this slok?
Yajathang. Yajathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam. Mama vartmana vartante manisi parchasavasam.
If he were God, he was telling Krishna that I am God, I am telling so, you should obey. Then they told that we should obey you, but we will first serve our Gurudev, and then we will do, and what he will tell, we will do. Secondly, we know that God is father, God is real husband, God is everything. And if you are God, then you are a husband also, Guru you are also. So in every way, if you don't take our service, then you will be guilty by dharma. You are teaching us dharma, but you ought to
practice
dharma yourself. At last, Krishna began to do rasa. All gopis were dancing with Krishna. Krishna was dancing with Srimati Radhika in the middle and also with all gopis. Prasad told that there was no Aishwarya Leela here. Krishna did not become so many Krishna as the gopi were, but Krishna ran so fastly, he danced so fastly that it looks that he is with all gopis. Understand, my?
Like fire
being turned.
Like fire. Otherwise, it would have been Aishwarya Leela. But he is following here Nar Leela. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not Kaya Duha. But so many persons has explained like so that Krishna Kaya Duha was there. But Vishwanath Thakur denies that no Kaya Duha.
Is that in each time that Krishna danced Ras in Nara Leela, it was not Kaya Duha or just one time?
So Swayamrup. All are Swayamrup.
In every Krishna dance, Ras was danced many times.
All Ras.
And in all Ras, there's only Swayamrup,
not Kaya Duha. Because it will be Vaikuntha Leela. So Krishna so fastly danced with each gopi. So Srimati Radhika saw that he was nearby to Radhika, and when she sees towards all gopis, he sees that Krishna is there, Krishna is there, Krishna is there.
Very fast
dance. And all gopis are seeing that Krishna is only with us, with me. Very miracle Krishna did. But not by any Aishwarya, but by fast run. then?
Didn't each gopi see that still Krishna is with everybody because he's moving so fast?
No, they are not. But only Srimati Radhika sees that he is with me and sometimes to other. And when she sees another, Krishna is there. When she sees to that, Krishna is there. Then all gopis, in the meantime he did so many things. He tells anyone that, are you tired? And to some,
remove
sweating. To some, he ties that nupur, ankle bells. So many things he is doing. So they became mad. Mad in the sense that Pramod. वो श्लोक तक ही जो उनको देख करके अंतर ध्यान हो गए श्लोक तक सौभाग मदम
And
or dekho manan saubhagamada and Man, both. Shobhak mother to all gopis. And Man only for Radhika. Because they were not seeing that Krishna is with others. They are seeing only that Krishna is with us, me, with me only.
But Radhika was seeing
that. Radhika was seeing that. So, all has Shobhaga mother. Shobhaga means controlled by any Nayak, controlled by Naika. Then Naika thinks himself
most fortunate.
And that fortunate brings her to Shobhaga mother. Shobhaga mother means by drinking anyone can become
intoxicated with pride.
Pride. Here, they are seeing that in whole Braja, there are none equal to me.
None so fortunate as I.
Tasang tat sauvaga magdam, vikshamananta. Then, they became so much pride they have, that they are, they cannot join with anyone in the rash. After that they can have some man if they will see that anyone is there. But they become so proud that they were unwilling to also obey Krishna. So pride was there. Krishna saw that then what I have decided to play with all gopis and to give but to that I will
lesson.
I will keep all asa, abhilasa. So he thought that anyhow their pride should go out. And he saw that at once there is not Radhika. He is out of line. And she was ready to go anywhere. At that time, Krishna became antardhyan, it is told, but Vishwanath Chakur Thakur is telling that Krishna did not went out of sight. He only sat in a very near kunja. He hid himself in a kunja. How he hid himself? Taking Srimati Radhika forcibly in his arms and went in a kunja. And all were searching. Four kinds of gopis were there. Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Suhidapaksha and Tatastapaksha. Understanding all these things? Suhidapaksha means Swapaksha means Radhika Paksha or Chandravali Paksha. For Radhika Paksha, Chandravali is Bipaksha. And for Chandravali, Radhika is Bipaksha. Bhadra is Suhid for Radhika Paksha. But for Chandravali, it is Tatastha. She is Tatastha. And Shyamala is Suhid. And Bhadra is Suhid to Chandravali and Tatastha to Radha Paksha. So four kinds, and that may be that hundreds and hundreds kinds of gopis were there.
Right.
So all were searching. The Swapaksha, Radha Paksha, were searching both. They were not seeing their Yutheshwari. So they were searching Yutheshwari also and Krishna also. But all were searching only to Krishna. After that, all gopis, it has been told in 30 years, that they were searching Krishna. They became tadatma. How Krishna walks, used to talk, to walk, how sweet he used to talk, and all the characteristics of Krishna they were. And by doing so, they thought themselves as Krishna, and that is called Leela. They also asked trees, creepers, rivers, deer, peacocks as mad. And they were themselves saying that, for Tulsi, that she is Krishna Priya, and Krishna has warned her not to tell. To trees, their female, males, they will not tell, because Krishna has told them. And to creepers, who are full of flowers, they are thinking they are so happy by touch of Krishna fingers that they have no remembrance at all. They are out of gyan. So they cannot speak. So after that, when they saw that Krishna will not come, and Krishna is not found anywhere, at last they saw the footprint of Krishna, and they become somewhat consolated. But after that, when they followed that footprint, after some distance they saw a footprint new, and that they supposed that it was of any lady. And then they were telling that Anayara Adito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Bihaya Govinda Pritam Jan Anayadaraha. Who is telling this? Devi Pakshara telling this. And Swapakshara are very glad to hear this thing. Swapakshara knew by the footprint that this is of Radhika, because they used to serve Radhika's feet. So they knew the symbol of Radhika's feet. But others did not know. So they are guessing who is she. But they are guessing that she has worshipped God. And by worshipping God, certainly that that lady is so near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken her with him and he has gone out.
But the blessings of the worship of God.
Worship to God. Not to worship Krishna, that God. Then they saw after that footprint, both one footprint is not there, ladies. Only Krishna footprint is there, and he had gone deep for an inch or anything. They guessed that here the Nayak has taken that Nayika in his lap, and he has go, because she would have told that I cannot walk. Then after that they saw that there is a symbol of sitting of that lady, and some flowers were here and there, and in the creepers, the flowers were not there, but flowers were, but in high, in lower there were no flowers, and they saw that some flowers are there. So they guessed that here Nayika has sat here, and the night has done Shringar here, and that is Shringar butter in Vrindavan. After that they again proceeds, and they saw that that lady was weeping and she was senseless, crying bitterly. Hanath Raman Prishta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Kripanaya Dasaste Sannidam. This is slow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri used to repeat this slok and always with tears and so much full of heart. Then they went nearer and all Sapaksha, Tatastha, everyone had something with Radhika. And they brought some water and they see regained again senses. And they ask how it has been that you are also crying and weeping. Then she told his story that I told him that I cannot walk. Why she told that I cannot walk? Not by mud. Because his inner motive was that they had left everything for me and they served me and I am leaving them and enjoying Krishna alone. This should not be. So, if I can arrange that all can come and join, then we all will join and then enjoy Ras. I should not do alone. Then, at the same time, all gopis came near us and Krishna told that you should go with me firstly. She told that I can. Why? This is called Prem Vaichitya. Vishwanath Chakravarti had, or Jiva Goswami has called it Prem Vaichitya. Krishna had, was sitting there, but Radhika became so, she felt so separation, mood of separation, that she could not see Krishna, that Krishna is sitting here. Krishna, in the meantime, Gopi came nearer and it may be visible. So Krishna thought that everything will be, everything will be, what? Because everybody will see that Radhika and Anubhav will come for her. So it should not be. So at the same time he became invisible. He went anywhere in the kunj and in darkness, and the gopis met Srimati Radhika and they were asking what became with you. After that,
but one question before, if Radhika left the Ras Lila dance at first having some months seeing Krishna with so many others sometimes, but then later on she wanted them to be there.
This is bhava vibhava devichari. Man or anything comes and goes down, sometimes comes and overtakes one and then it mixes with water and again new things come.
So she wasn't just thinking that she wanted to be with Swapaksha. Was she thinking that the second time that she just wanted her Swapaksha, her group?
I could not understand.
When she was with Krishna alone and then she thought, I want my other friends to be with me.
Now, when he got reception from Krishna, then his mind went away.
And
now he is thinking that they should all join.
And He's asking only Svapaksha?
No.
All
can be asked.
And she wants all of them to be there.
Every came, whether he wants or not, every came. Because all were searching.
Yeah.
Then Radhika told his history, hiding somehow there, that I became mad like you, and he left me also. Then they all were searching Krishna. They decided that by Sankirtan he can be found again. So all went to again to the upkul of Yamuna, and they began this Jayatiti Adhikam.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
How did Srimati Chandravali must feel when she saw that Krishna must have preferred Srimati Radhika to her because he left Raj dance only with Radhika? So what Chandravali must have felt something?
Chandravali has some envy for Srimati Radhika. But when she saw that she is like us, rolling in the ground, weeping so bitterly, so something, because Srimati Radhika was sister of Srimati, anyhow they were sisters. So when they saw that weeping, she is weeping, then the lady's swabhav, nature is that if they see weeping anyone, they have some
sympathy for each other.
Sympathy.
But they don't think of each other as sisters.
Uh-huh.
They don't think.
Already they think. Sometimes they love each other, but envy there is.
In Lalita Madhava it is said they are sisters, but we don't see at other times that they are sisters.
We have seen in villages also.
Where?
In villages, two or three sisters from same father and mother, but each have friends
different. But Chandravali's father and mother is not the same.
Not same.
Yeah.
But they are brothers. Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu.
Like that. Cousin sister.
Cousin sister.
Okay.
Sam? Yes. Now Chandravali was somewhat elder than Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika was most beautiful, most guni,
qualified
in every way. In Narlila also. So they were both envied to each other. And each of them wanted to love Krishna separately. Then we should come to Mooli Sloka. Jayati Tirhikam Janmana Braja. Srayati Indira Sasadatrahi Daita Dishyatang Dishchistavaka Svaidhita Sava Pangvichinmati. First, see, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is doing prarthana, praying to the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami Pad. And then to Siddhar Goswami Pad, and then to Guru Parampara, by which he has restored all this bhav. He is telling that anyone cannot know anything without the mercy of gopis. Anyone, especially these things. If gopis can have mercy, then anyone can know this. So he praying Sanatana Goswami, he was gopi. And he is praying, he has prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is Radhika. Plus Krishna also. So in Guru Parampara, he prays all the gopis in Parampara, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all others. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Even Jiva Goswami.
In sadhak or in siddhak form of praise?
Both. First in sadhak and also in siddha. And that is why he in Madhavji Kadambaniya Ragbatma Chandrika. He has told sadhan and siddha bhav. In both we should practice. So, Jivatu. Jivatu means the Uchista, the remnants of Sanatana Goswami, Siddhar Swami, and all others, Mani Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, he is praying all for their remnants. He has taken the remnants of all these Mahapurush or Sakhis, Gopis. And that is why he is able to explain these slokas in so way. So he is telling that anyone cannot explain all these things without the mercies of gopis who joined the rasa actually. He is telling that gopi, all gopis with Srimati Radhika became hopeless that we cannot meet Krishna. They sat here, there, where, in every coin, in caves, everywhere they searched Krishna. You know that Pythagram? But yeah, that is for Basanta Rasa. But in Vrindavan, this rasa has been done, in Vrindavan. So, how big was that Vrindavan where this rasa took place? So much big that lakhs and lakhs of gopis were collected and they did rasa. Not only that Bansi Bhatt, but Bansi Bhatt is also so
big area.
His branches and everything was so big. So, they became hopeless that Krishna will not meet. So they dusron se paramarsh kiya. They began to find a way how we can meet Krishna. At last they decided that we should do kirtan and weep. So they began to weep and by weeping these slokas they began to chant like this. They have told that especially in Kali Yuga, if you want to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna or Gopis, only weeping Sankirtan is not only Kirtan, but that Kirtan should be with separation mode, then Krishna can be
manifest
himself there. So they nishya kar liya. They made themselves sure that Krishna will meet only by this kirtan. So they came to the shore of Jamuna,
bank of Jamuna,
and they began to do this slokas. They are telling that Daita. Jayati Sedhikam Janmana Braja Prayata Indiraswasa Dattrahi Daita Drishyanga. Daita. Daita means you are our friend. Daita means?
Oh, beloved.
Most beloved. Jiva Goswami is telling here that there were two moods of gopis. One inseparable and one what?
Favorable.
In man mood. One are telling directly and some are telling indirectly. Chandravali is telling directly what these slokas are. And Radhika and her paksha are indirectly they are telling. Each slok. Gopis are crying and telling and praying Krishna to keep his hand on the head, on the breast, to keep the feet, lotus feet of Krishna, that the lotus feet of Krishna should be kept here or on the breast or here, anywhere. But some are telling, oh, you want, but we don't want these things. We are telling to go, Prabhupada. We actually have not come to meet you. We have only come to see the scenery.
Full moon.
And you are praying us not to go, but we will not hear you. We know that you are Kami Purush. And we are so much Patibrata, chaste woman. So we cannot delay a minute, second here. You are telling that Aghor Ratri, Aghor Satvani Sevita. It is so darkness. You should not go. You are giving us the fear for this. But actually, we know that here there are no beasts. So you are anyhow praying to be here with you, but will not delay. So here, the two meanings, Jiva Goswami has tried everywhere to show two meanings.
Jiva Goswami.
Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti has also showed these two. Somewhere, not all where, but we should guess that everywhere two kinds of explanation can be given. Jayatite adhikam janmana brajah. Jati means braja jayati. Braj is more and more high than Vaikuntha. Karsati jayena utaka karsayati. We give jay to Krishna. Govinda ji ki jay ho. Guru Dev ki jay ho. Tulsi ji ki jay ho. Why we tell so? Jay and
Parajay.
Both words are side by side. If we tell that you should be Jay Jukta, Nane? Jay Jukta? Jay means victory. You should be victorious. Nane? You should gain the battle. Then anyone should be defeated, then anyone can have conquered. Jaya. Here, my mind and heart is a paksha. And one side. Guru, Vaishnav, Hari, Guru, Vaishnav, Tulsi, Binda, and all are
another side.
I'm like a demon. My mind is like a demon. Heart is like a demon. I don't want to Sarva Krishna Hari Guru Vaishnava. So Gurudev should be Jai Yukta means Gurudev ki Jai. Guru should conquer my heart and after that he can as a conquered person controls any person envy who is conquered and captures and gives in prison. And what he does, that conquered person is bound to do. Now my mind and everything was uncontrolled. But now Gurudev should conquer this heart and mind so that he should tell anything order and he will have to obey that order. So now you should be Jai Yukta and my mind and my heart and everything should be defeated. Then you should make our servant. If a conquered man is treated and he is given as a servant, so now my mind and heart and myself, now I should be servant of yours. So this is the meaning of Jaya. Here, Jayati te adhikam. Adhikam means more and more. Kya? Baj gaya hai? Kitana? Chota. Hum log kitna se aarambh kiya?
4:45.
Bahut thoda sa. It is very little.
You seem quite strong. So much rest in it.
By telling this, appearing so strong. But after that, when you go, I will fail flat.
Therefore, you should always.